This is your Yahoo Finance Market Watch.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than they're worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Yahoo Finance Daily, a daily update on the top business, finance, and stock market news from around the world. Let's jump into today's stories.
U.S. stocks fell Tuesday, rounding out the last day of a volatile month of February on Wall Street. The S&P 500 edged lower by 0.3%, while the Dow Jones Industrial Average declined 0.7%. The technology-heavy NASDAQ Composite ticked down by 0.1%. The yield on the benchmark 10-year U.S. Treasury note ticked up to 3.92% Tuesday afternoon. The U.S. benchmark WTI crude oil moved higher to trade around $76.94 a barrel. The dollar index was up, trading at $104.92. Stocks closed higher on Monday, fueling a temporary rebound from Wall Street's worst week of the year. All three indexes ended February in the red after an optimistic start to the year in January. Economic data released on Tuesday show that retail inventories, excluding auto, rose 0.3%, higher than 0.1% expected by economists surveyed by Bloomberg. Meanwhile, wholesale inventories declined 0.4% below consensus estimates of 0.1%. American consumers felt worse about the economy in February, the Confidence Board reported. The board's Consumer Confidence Index slumped to 102.9 from 106.0, below consensus estimates of 108.5. Meanwhile, February Chicago PMI dipped to 43.6 from 44.3, also below consensus expectations. Other data showed that home prices fell 0.5% in December, according to data from the S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller Index. On a yearly basis, home prices rose 4.6%, lower than analysts' expectations of 4.8%. As inflation still remains sticky, Federal Reserve Governor Philip Jefferson on Monday shot down arguments for raising the central bank's 2% inflation target and said he is under no illusion that it's going to be easy to get the inflation rate back down. This week, investors will remain focused on the retail sector. On Tuesday, earnings from Target topped analysts' expectations as consumer spending continues to move away from discretionary categories. The retailer's same-store sales grew by 0.7%, above estimates of a 1.74% decline. The stock rose about 1% on Tuesday. Data from Bespoke Investment Group showed that over the last week, 420 stocks have reported earnings, and the percentage of companies lowering guidance is more than double the percentage raising guidance, signaling lots of trouble for these smaller cap companies that report late in the season. In other single stock moves, Zoom shares rose after the company posted better than expected fourth quarter earnings, with earnings of $1.22. higher than estimates of 80 cents. Revenue came in at $1.12 billion. Occidental Petroleum shares moved down on Tuesday after the oil and gas producer posted fourth quarter results that came in below Wall Street expectations on revenue and earnings per share. Shares of Workday were up after the human resources software company topped expectations with revenue of $1.65 billion, up 20% year over year, against estimates of $1.63 billion. AMC Entertainment Holdings Incorporated fell on Tuesday after a Delaware court said it would hold a hearing on April 27th, which will likely delay the date of conversion of convertible units APE to common stock. Tesla shares fell around 1%, as Mexico's president confirmed that the EV maker will build a new plant in Monterrey, Mexico. The Mexican president said more details will be released at Tesla's Investor Day, and he said the plant is expected to be very big. And shares of Coinbase surged as fears of crypto regulation begin to fade. On Monday, the company was served a subpoena from the Securities and Exchange Commission as the regulatory agency cracks down on cryptocurrency listings, its custody of digital assets, and platform operations, and more, the company disclosed.
For more live coverage of business, finance, and stock market news, please visit yahoofinance.com. We'll be back tomorrow morning with your daily update. So until then, thanks for listening.
Spoken Layer.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pile-ups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.